Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The first federal trial to determine if the U.S. Constitution prohibits states from outlawing same-sex marriage got underway Monday, and the two homosexual couples on whose behalf the case was brought are among the first witnesses. 2 hours before trial was scheduled to start, the Supreme Court blocked video of the proceedings from being posted on YouTube.com, saying justices need more time to review that issue and put the order in place at least until midweek. Over the weekend, Proposition 8 sponsors sought to block YouTube webcasts. Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn R. Walker, who is overseeing the trial, had approved the plan last week, saying the case was appropriate for wide dissemination because it dealt with an issue of wide interest and importance. Regardless of the outcome, the case is likely to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where it ultimately could become a landmark that determines if gay Americans have the right to marry. Jennifer Pizer, marriage director for Lambda Legal, says, quote, "The case is intriguing, exciting, and potentially very significant because it addresses multiple important questions that surprisingly to many remain open in federal law. Can the state reserve the esteemed language and status of marriage just for heterosexual couples and relegate same-sex couples to a lesser status? Are there any adequate public interests to justify reimposing such a caste system for gay people, especially by a majority vote to take a cherished right from a historically mistreated minority?" End quote. The sponsors of Proposition 8, which passed with 52% of the vote, won permission to defend the law in court after Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Attorney General Jerry Brown refused to. The Attorney General and the Governor are defendants in the case because of their positions in state government. About 100 people are demonstrating outside the San Francisco courthouse where it is being held. Most of the demonstrators are marriage equality supporters who took turns Monday addressing the crowd with a microphone. About a dozen marriage equality foes stood in the back of the gathering and quietly held signs demanding the ban remain in place. Meanwhile, the two same-sex couples who are plaintiffs in the case, Jeff Zarillo and Paul Katami, and Chris Perry and Sandy Steer, made a brief statement outside a San Francisco home expressing their hope for victory in the trial. At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.